Report: President Trump's illegal immigration crackdown expanding to sanctuary city of Raleigh. By Amy Farr on November 18, 2025. U.S. immigration officials are reportedly heading to the sanctuary city of Raleigh, North Carolina, Tuesday as they continue protecting communities from illegal alien crime. President Donald Trump's administration has been working hard to target criminal illegals, with a recent sweep in Charlotte, North Carolina. Fox News reported Tuesday, noting over 130 illegals were arrested there in a span of 2 days. Raleigh Mayor Janet Cowell said, "We have been made aware that Customs and Border Protection are coming to Raleigh. While RPD is not involved in immigration enforcement, we are committed to protecting our residents and to following the law. I can confirm that the Raleigh Police Department has not participated in any immigration planning activities. Above all, Raleigh is a safe city, with crime down year over year. Public safety is a priority for me and the city council," she added. The news comes after federal officials began making arrests of illegals in Charlotte on Saturday, per Breitbart News. The outlet later reported that U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, said officials had detained up to 81 illegals during the first day of Operation Charlotte's Web. In a statement, DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Tricia McLaughlin said, "Americans should be able to live without fear of violent criminal illegal aliens hurting them, their families, or their neighbors. We are surging DHS law enforcement to Charlotte to ensure Americans are safe and public safety threats are removed. There have been too many victims of criminal illegal aliens." President Donald Trump and DHS Secretary Kristi Noem will step up to protect Americans when sanctuary politicians won't. Indeed, Breitbart News reported in 2017 that an illegal immigrant was facing felony charges for allegedly running over a man in Raleigh during a hit-and-run car accident while intoxicated. In 2019, the outlet said an illegal was arrested and charged with sexually assaulting a 6-year-old in Johnston County, North Carolina, noting the suspect had been living in Raleigh. The report continued. North Carolina, this year, has seen a number of cases in which illegal aliens have been accused of sex crimes against children. In February, an illegal alien was charged with raping a 14-year-old girl in Harmony, North Carolina, before attempting to flee the U.S. Likewise, two illegal alien teenagers were charged last month for allegedly gang raping a 13-year-old girl in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Two illegal alien brothers were charged in 2022 with murdering K-9 officer and sheriff's deputy Ned Bird in Wake County, North Carolina, which the Breitbart News article said was one of the nation's most dangerous sanctuary jurisdictions. In the early morning on August 12, prosecutors alleged that illegal alien brothers 25-year-old Alder Alfonso Sotelo and 29-year-old Arturo Marin Sotelo shot and killed 48-year-old Bird in Raleigh after he had gotten out of his unmarked patrol vehicle. Bird's K-9 partner Sasha was left in the vehicle at the time, the article stated. Per the recent Fox article, McLaughlin told the outlet, "Every day, DHS enforces the laws of the nation across the country. We do not discuss future or potential operations."